This is WLRN's Sunday Breakfast with the Arts. I'm Caroline Brader Watts. Each week, I'll be bringing you stories and conversations from South Florida's arts community. This week, it's my monthly chat with Scott Iman, a cultural critic, books editor for the Palm Beach Post, and author of several books on film. The topic is legendary film composer Ennio Morricone.
Well, Morricone is a trained musician, highly trained musician. Actually, mm-hmm. comes from highly trained musicians. His dad was a jazz trumpeter in Rome. Went to school as an aspiring composer conductor. I believe he specialized in trumpet music and choral music as a student. Which of course both show up heavily in his scores, especially the choral work. Generally, he lets the choral choruses, whether it's the Sergio Leone Westerns or The Mission, he does a lot of work with choral groups in the long lyrical line, and has been doing that for, you know, over 40 years.
And I thought it was interesting that when he started working for Sergio Leone, of course, the money, the budget for all of those productions was pretty limited. So he had to be a little more creative with mm-hmm. what he did, which was unusual musically, or perhaps something people weren't used to, but really was very true to what Leone was presenting on the screen.
Well, the interesting thing about those scores, if you look at them objectively, for the trilogy, the Clint Eastwood trilogy, for
right.
instance, Fistful of Dollars, For a Few Dollars More, and The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, is they're very attention-grabbing scores.
Right.
I mean, he's constantly doing things. There's whip cracks, there's mm-hmm. mocking, you know, that kind of thing, pointing up the ironic moments in the character and the plot. The score is commenting, in a sense, on the on-screen action, which, generally speaking, is not something musicians like to do. In Hollywood, that was called Mickey Mousing, and kind of derogatorily referred to as Mickey Mousing, mm-hmm. i.e. cartoon music. You know, when a character's going down the steps, mm-hmm. the music goes down the steps, too. And Morricone's doing a lot of that in those films, and I think it's so fascinating is that you never heard a Western score like that before Fistful of Dollars. On the other hand, you hadn't really seen a Western like that before Fistful of Dollars. That's, mm-hmm. It's pretty much a 180-degree turn from yeah. the traditional John Wayne, Gary Cooper, Jimmy Stewart Western that you know, people grew up watching.
Well, I remember becoming really aware of his music in The Untouchables.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, was a very strong score. I mean, that was something that really made me sit up and take notice.
Very stark.
Very stark.
Very stark and driving. It's not in the romantic mode. There's not a lot of romance in that
But then
score.
There is that scene, you know, the scene where they're doing the raid and they're coming over the hills that does get to be more lush.
Mm-hmm.
There's an interesting, but the overall theme of it really fits the time period and the subject matter, and you know, it's Chicago
but
during Prohibition.
But the interesting thing is, it doesn't sound like Depression era America.
No,
there is no attempt made to replicate the sound of Depression era America. It's Ennio Morricone.
Right,
that's what he's in the mode of.
But I think it suits, you know, the violence of it and the and
exactly.
just the movement of it. It's a very fast moving film, and I think it works very well.
I think Morricone's great gift is sensuousness.
Mm-hmm.
He can find the sensuousness in death. He can find the sensuousness in love or sex. But he's an extremely romantic, erotic composer in all modes.
Here's a bit of music from one of Ennio Morricone's finest soundtracks, The Mission. To learn more about Scott Iman, visit scottiman.com. And you can hear our complete conversation at my website, artsradionetwork.com. Please follow me on Twitter @artsradio. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader Watts.